Well, hello, gentlemen.
By the way, I do that voice normally. Now, here's a Femon, and she's from Vietnam. She was a property developer in Vietnam. And of course, this picture is before anything went bad, and you can imagine the amount of filters on this and touch-ups. But this is a picture of her now. She has been charged with fraud of $12.5 billion, or £10 billion. Now, she wasn't alone in this, of course, but she was the main instigator. And she's been sentenced to death by lethal injection. Now, whether you agree with death by lethal injection or the death penalty at all, at least this Femon was sentenced to a sentence that a man would get. Because in the Western and European worlds, Femons always get leaner sentences. And anyway, if Femons are after equality, that should be the case, shouldn't it? No matter what sex you are, if you break the law, then the penalties should be the same. Of course, there'll be a great outcry because it's a Femon, of course. But males are put to death by lethal injection, and there's hardly even a murmur. But defrauding out of money wouldn't probably carry a death sentence in the Western or European worlds. But everybody who lives in Vietnam, or was born there, grown up there, knows the laws. So generally speaking, they'll know the risks. It's like people in Thailand. The laws for getting involved in drugs is very harsh. So they know if you do the crime, you have to do the time. Generally in the Western world and Europe, if the Femon is charged with exactly the same crime as a male, the male will get 15 years. The Femon will only get 10, if that, and out in 5. That doesn't sound like equality. That sounds more like entitlement. But you'll notice the Femons aren't yelling and screaming about that. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Let me know your thoughts on this. Now you take it easy now.